God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
But they come and they said, would you lay your hand on him? Would you, Jesus, would you lay your hand on him? What do we know? They have faith. Faith in the laying on of hands. Faith in healing. And verse 33, now this is interesting about this particular account. He took him aside from the multitude. Let's just stop right there. Why would he do that? First thing he does, they got the man with them. Of course, the man hadn't heard anything that's been said. He's deaf. Right? But somewhere or another, they communicated, I reckon, because he came along with them. Let them bring him, lead him, whatever. And he's seeing what's happening. I guess nothing's wrong with his eyes. But Jesus hears them when they say, would you lay your hand on him? He doesn't just go, okay, all right. How many know we should be led in every situation by the Holy Spirit about how we pray and when and with whom and who we lay hands on and who we don't? You know, we talked about this in the offering, but the scripture also says don't lay hands suddenly on anybody. Well, I think the specific application of what he's talking about there is like laying hands on people for ordaining them to the ministry and putting them in positions and things like that. Because we just got through reading, just encouraging somebody verbally, you can be a partaker of their error. And so, instead of just laying hands on him, so they say, yeah, sure, I'll lay hands on him. What's the first thing he does? He says, well, here, give me your hand. And he starts taking him away from the place they're at. Why would he do that? Why would he do that? Well, back up to, you're in the seventh chapter, back up to the sixth chapter and the first verse. He went out from thence and came to his own country, and his disciples follow him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence hath this man these things? What wisdom is this which is given to him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and of Judah and Simon, and are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. Why? They knew him. They knew his family. And if you read the other passages, you realize he stood up and said, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he's anointed me. And he proclaimed to them that the anointing was there for them to be healed and delivered and helped. And then they said, who does he think he is? Now they said this about Jesus, the Master. Who does he think he is? I know him. He grew up with my boy Tom. I went over there, he fixed a plow stock for me one time. The other guy said, yeah, he fixed the oxen yoke for me one time. The other one said, yeah, my auntie used to help change his diaper. We know him. What's the problem here? Overfamiliarity, lack of respect. Does it affect the ministry? Keep reading. Jesus said, a prophet's not without honor, but in his own country and among his own kin and in his own house. And he could there do no mighty work. Did it affect what happened in his ministry? Didn't say he decided not to. Are you reading with me? Didn't say he just decided not to do anything there. What did it say? could there. Are you looking with me in the Bible? Did this say he couldn't? Huh? Did this say he couldn't do it? So some folk don't like that. You got to understand, Jesus is not operating as God. He became a man. He emptied himself of his mighty weight and power and glory, and there no miracles took place in his life until when he's baptized in the River Jordan, the Holy Ghost came on him. And then after the wilderness temptation, he went out of there in the power of the Spirit. Amen. And that's why he'd tell people, the Holy Ghost is on me. The anointing is on me to minister to you. And if they believed it, there was something there for them to receive. But what if they didn't believe it? Did it make any difference? We used to the phrase corporate faith, but what about corporate unbelief? Does corporate unbelief affect ministry? Yes, it does. Does the general attitude and the general belief of people in an area, can it affect what God does in that area? Yeah, no question about it. How many understand, if anybody could have done it, Jesus could have done it.
Yeah.
Right? If he could have just said, well, forget all y'all. You ain't gonna believe God. Just sit down and watch this. Bring me some blind people. Bring me some deaf people. Bring me some paralyzed people. I'll just show you. You know he never did that? You know they challenged him? They challenged him. More than one time they came to him and said, hey, preacher, these things we heard about you doing in these other towns, do them here. Show us. Give us a sign. Show us. What did he say? He said, there's no sign going to be given to you, evil and adulterous generation. Did the Lord call us to go prove it to everybody?
No,
he didn't. He said, prove it to me. Not my job. Can't. What's our job? Go in to all the world. Proclaim the good news. Tell people how Jesus paid the price for their sins. Tell them how he took their sicknesses and bore their infirmities and pains. Tell them how he became poor so they could be rich. Tell them how he sent the Holy Ghost to fill them and empower them.
Hallelujah.
What if they don't believe it? He that believeth not shall be damned. Condemned. Won't receive. How about him or her that believes though? Hey, preachers, if you run across folk that don't like it and don't want to hear it and try to, you know, shut you down, just keep a preacher say, next, please, next.
Yep.
I know somebody wants to hear this, right? And if you just keep on preaching it, somebody will want to hear it. And when they hear it and believe it, they'll get results.
Amen.
I don't care if you have to go through 10,000 to find one that believes.
Hallelujah.
Stay after it.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You keep preaching the truth, keep believing the truth, you will see results. But you got to be persistent. He grabs this guy by the hand and just takes off with him. And I don't mean they walked around the side of the building. Where'd they go? Come on. I got you. Come on. Outside the city limits. Is that right? They went outside the town. He left town. Didn't he? Not Elvis has left the building. Jesus has left town. Didn't he? He's out of there. He left. Why? Why? In Mark 6 there, we didn't finish reading. He could there do no mighty work, save he laid his hands upon a few, not many, sick folk. Other renderings bring out sickly, implying it wasn't too much wrong with them, and heal them. A few people with not too much wrong with them got healed. But there were no mighty works there. How many know people, blind eyes opening is a mighty work? Deaf ears open. That's a lame, paralyzed people walking. That's a mighty work. None of that happened. None of it happened. And didn't say Jesus decided not to do it. Said what? Couldn't do it. And verse 6, and he marveled because of their unbelief. What was holding it back? And so what's the cure for unbelief? So he went about their villages doing what? Teaching. Why? Because faith don't come by praying. Faith don't come by folk laying hands on you trying to give you some of their faith. Faith comes by hearing. Of course, hearing comes by teaching and other things. So that's what he was endeavoring to do to correct the problem. Brother Hagin said, Brother Kenneth Hagin, that I had the privilege of working with for a number of years. He said back in the early days of his ministry, he was having meetings in churches. And he went to this one place and he was there for, I don't know, a couple of weeks, whatever it was. And just wasn't getting much results, he didn't feel like. He was frustrated with it. So he got to praying extra about it. Got to fasting. Missed several meals. And went for 2 or 3 days. Just extra praying and extra fasting. I said, Lord, what's going on here? I mean, I've been to churches where I didn't pray nearly this much. Didn't fast at all. And had all kind of good things happening. And here is just... what? And he said the Lord brought him to this passage of Scripture. And about how he used to lead people away from other folks. Even take them out of the whole town. And he said, this is what you do. He said, tomorrow night, you preach. And then you say, how many would object to me following Jesus' example? And he said, get them to commit. How many would object to me following Jesus' example? And he said, nobody raised their hand. So it's okay if I follow Jesus' example. He said, they said, yeah, yeah. He said, so how many would like to receive healing in this place? And a few people, not too many stood up. He said, well, there more than one time where Jesus led people away and led them out of the crowd. He said, so how many would be opposed to me following Jesus' example? And he said, well, okay. So he led them out of the auditorium. And away from where the people were. And had two or three healed that night. Glory. And began to have more results. And he said years later, that pastor wanted him to come back. And he said, I know why you let him out. He said, why? He said, because we were so full of unbelief. The whole church. He said, I was sitting up on the platform going, I don't know if I believe this or not. Well, no wonder you got the head man. Sitting up there full of doubt and unbelief. And what's he been preaching to the people all these months and years? Huh? And it made it, the environment was such that it was very, very difficult for people to receive. But he got them out of that environment and some of them received.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Deaf and Dumb Man, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-822. That's R-822. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.